Psalm 47. Preface. When he had finished his work on earth, our Lord Jesus Christ ascended up on high, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Ruling mightily over all things in heaven and earth, he makes his church his special care, gathering and building it through his word and sacraments, and adorning it with the gifts of the Spirit. Entering in once by his own blood into the most holy, not made with hands, he is become our everlasting King, High Priest, and only Mediator. Having redeemed us, he is gone before to prepare mansions and to make intercession for us. He is with us always as a very present help, and he will come again visibly and will receive us into the new heaven and the new earth, where we shall see and enjoy his glory. For his triumphant ascension, we should daily praise him, and with it we should comfort our hearts in all afflictions and in the very midst of death. Day by day our prayers should rise up to heaven, and there we should lay up treasures for ourselves in works of benevolence and a holy conversation, that when he comes to wake the dead, we may rise up with a shout of joy to meet him in the air and to be with him always. His ascension was prophesied in the 47th Psalm. Of Christ's Ascension and Dominion. To the Chief Musician, a Psalm for the Sons of Korah. O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible, he is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us, and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob whom he loved. Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. Summary. This psalm is a very clear prophecy of Christ's ascension to heaven and the spreading of his kingdom over all the earth without sword or spear, alone by singing and trumpeting, that is, by the preaching of the gospel among all nations, as the walls of Jericho fell without the use of battering rams, alone by the sound of trumpets and the shout of the people. This gospel, proclaiming to us the victory of our King and assuring us of the grace of the Father, has broken the power of sin and the love of the world and has kindled in us the blessed hope of a better world above. Bless the Lord, O my soul. But let us not forget that when ascending up, the Lord gave the command to his disciples to go and to preach the gospel to every creature. Yet there are vast multitudes walking in the darkness of idolatry. Let us not forget to make intercession for them with the Lord, and let us open our purse to provide the means that the gospel may be preached to the heathen nations, and they may be converted from the power of darkness to the living God. Prayer. Thanks and praise be unto thee, Lord Jesus Christ, for thy triumphant ascension to heaven, by which we know that thy work of redemption is finished, and mansions are prepared for us, in which we shall be thy associates forever. Draw our affections after thee, that, dying unto the world, we may look and haste unto those things which are above. Grant also the light of thy gospel to those sitting in darkness, and spread thy kingdom to the remotest isles. Amen.